This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. It's music from the French Baroque, works by 17th and 18th century composers Leclerc, Boismortier, Rabel, and François Couperin, joining the Albuquerque Baroque Players for the program this weekend at both the Fellowship Christian Reformed Church and the Old San Isidro Church, is a specialist on the Baroque violin, concertmaster of the Santa Fe Pro Musica, and faculty member at the University of Southern Mississippi School of Music, Stephen Redfield. And Stephen is with us this morning, I'm delighted to say, at KUNM. Stephen, it's great to have you here.
Nice to be here, Spencer.
First of all, what are the most important differences between the Baroque violin and the violin we usually see today in concerts?
The most important physical differences are inside the violin, there's a bass bar that has been, since the Baroque period, strengthened, enlarged, and able to withstand more pounds of pressure. And on the outside of the instrument, you might notice that the modern neck is attached at an angle a little bit sharper to the violin than a Baroque neck would be. The modern violin is played at a higher pitch than a Baroque violin, and that means the strings are tighter and there's a lot more pressure on the bridge and on the belly of the violin to promote a more brilliant sound and a greater ability to project and carry in a larger hall. Another thing anyone would notice is the bow is quite different. A bow from the Baroque period actually kind of looks like a bow of the bow and arrow type. The old bows are lighter and shorter. You can move around quicker and you can play with more dexterity. They speak very easily and clearly, if not loudly, and they produce a tone which has a natural decay to it. So the sound of a long note in many Baroque pieces would be having a taper towards the end of it, just like the shape of the bow, which is a taper toward the end. Later, the bow is revised so that a tone could be maintained perfectly evenly from end to end. In the Baroque period, this was not a sound that they intended to create or wanted to create, but later in the Classic and Romantic period, that sustained tone was their goal.
Are there particular challenges in playing the Baroque violin as opposed to the modern violin?
The violin itself is usually played without a shoulder rest or a chin rest. So we hold the violin in a way that's just kind of balanced on our clavicle, and we don't often even put our chin down to apply pressure from the head. And we use a lot of relaxed weight to create tone rather than leveraged weight.
Hmm. You mentioned one of the differences was that it was pitched differently from a modern violin. And in fact, one of the interesting elements of this program that you're playing this weekend is that the pitch is a pitch that we are not accustomed to hearing in contemporary concerts. It's pitch A392, which, as I understand it, is a very low pitch.
That's a particularly low pitch, even for period playing. And it's a pitch that is generally associated with French music. French music is particularly hard to translate to modern pitch and modern instruments. So what you will notice is all the instruments have a relaxed sort of feel, which promotes a warmth and a richness in tone that is a contrast to the usual brightness and intensity of modern pitch or higher pitch in general. It has a sort of a relaxed warmth to its sound.
Violinist Stephen Redfield joins the Albuquerque Baroque Players for music from the French Baroque Saturday at 7:30 at Albuquerque's Fellowship Christian Reformed Church and Sunday at 3 at the historical San Isidro Church in Corrales. For tickets, call 400-9385. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome, Spencer. Thanks for having me.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.